Octavarius. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic and get ready to sway.
Did you hear that CM Punk is gonna debut a new belt soon?
That has been the talk.
Is it Activia?
But yeah, I don't know if that's
maybe some.
They've been talking about it for a while. They're talking about SummerSlam. They're also talking about the next pay per view.
There's some different thoughts about it. Poop and noose and yogurt.
Hey everybody.
If you give it like an hour, I'll poop.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Octavarius podcast. This is episode 130 of the podcast.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
130 weeks we have been doing this podcast. Well, I guess without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's Nick.
Hey, it's LP.
Hey, it's Brian.
Hey, it's Cloud.
Hey, it's Castelvi.
Hey, it's Tins.
Hey, it's Keith.
Hey, it's Mark.
And first of all, let me thank everybody who came out last night as we were recording this live. It would have been last night to see our Breaking Oz show. It was, it was so much fun. I couldn't have been more pleased with how it went.
We broke bad.
We broke all of it. And I guess that's all that's going. Shit!
What?
Shit.
What is it?
Oh, God damn it. You guys are going to be so mad at
me. What happened?
Don't get mad.
Is this about the Breaking Out show?
No.
Yeah, well, did you not like something in
it? No. I liked it fine. I really liked it. I just feel like an idiot.
Why?
What'd you do?
I forgot the mailbag.
You did what?
Oh.
I forgot the mailbag.
Forgot the mail.
So,
wait.
Podcast is canceled,
no,
everybody.
No, Dins, I got you covered.
Everybody go home.
Let me open it up.
Oh,
see you guys. Got it?
Can you guess what the letter is?
And this one comes to us from a Captain Skybeard. And Skybeard writes, "Dear Octavarius, I was able to catch the live stream of the Breaking Oz show. You guys were all very good in it. Are you by any chance method actors?"
Wow, wait a minute.
I don't think I like that.
But also, more importantly, I have a pirate ship, and it flies. And one of my secret loves is watching that video, Lots and Lots of Jets and Planes, that is often advertised on television. And I was just thinking, like, aviation is so cool, but I'm a seafaring man by trade. So, you know, so how do I reconcile those two great loves? Is there some day for me? What's up with that?
I'm sorry, Skybeard. To the best of my knowledge, at least, there's no day for you. So, I'm sorry. I don't even know why he wrote in.
But it was nice of him to mention a topic we might be covering in an upcoming show. What with the lots and lots of jets and planes.
And the pirate. Oh, that's right! We're doing a Sky Pirate show.
Yeah.
This Sunday.
In
oh my god.
Of National Aviation Day and National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Wow.
Wow.
This, wow, is his write-in
was
actually...
It's been a year already?
Yeah.
Wow. That was a super coincidence then.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Ultra coincidence.
And those holidays are on the same day. I just wish there was one for him.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's a shame. Anyway, so we've got aviation and we've got pirates. I don't even know where to begin.
Have you guys ever been to an air show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
What was the favorite thing that you ever saw at an air show?
Dude,
the air and water show is an air show.
When they go upside down, I think that's amazing. When the planes go like a supersonic speed, or not supersonic.
What's the
speed.
Coolest plane you've ever seen? What's your favorite plane?
The fighter
the
jet
ones.
Kind of things.
Do you have a favorite
brown
plane?
One?
Like, I don't know what the technical name is, but anything that looks like it's like a fighter jet, I think is awesome to look like.
Do you like the Independence Day jet?
Sure.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that one rules.
That's
the
F-18 Hornet.
Yeah, the one that's
the
like
one
box three.
Wait,
that
what,
When did that one come out?
The F-18 Hornet came out in the early 80s, but it was only retired recently.
Because when I was at, I went to like the Oshkosh Air Show when I was a kid, and I got to sit
which
in the
cockpit. Which is the, for those of you that don't know the Oshkosh Air Show is not only the largest air show, but it is the number one air show in the entire, I mean, it's the number one outdoor live.
Oh, I was trying to get Keith. You know where the bell is?
Oh.
Oh,
that's bell.
That's so important.
I'm you so sorry.
It's on the wheelchair.
It's
still,
on the wheelchair.
Oh, no
Chris's
worries.
House.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Sorry, guys.
So sorry. Well, anyway, the Oshkosh Air Show is the largest outdoor live event each year. There's
like,
nothing
period?
Bigger.
Ever.
Like, of all genres of outdoor
events. Of all genres of outdoor events.
Bigger
the
than
Osh-
the Bristol Renaissance Fair?
Bigger. It is, it's like, it's bigger than the Super Bowl, it's bigger than all those fucking things. It's number one. There's nothing bigger.
Wow.
And that's how big that thing is. It's pretty amazing if you've ever been to it. What was your experience?
Well, I got to sit in the cockpit of, is that the question fart?
Yes, we have a question.
Real quick, the F-18 Hornet, is that the plane that can hover?
No, that is the Harrier jet.
Okay, that's my favorite.
That is a British jet.
Okay. Go back to you, Mark.
Oh, yeah. I got to sit, I think I sat in the cockpit of an F-18.
But nice.
I'd have to say my favorite plane is probably an X-Wing.
Yeah?
But,
Star Wars reference.
But, like, any of those fighter planes, there's, like, definitely the coolest, and I think... And I don't know enough about aviation to say this, but I feel like fighter planes as a concept is kind of becoming obsolete.
It is.
Well, yeah, drones.
It is. The F-22 Raptor is our current main plane for the United States Air Force, and it costs, God, maybe someone could look up the numbers of how much the F-22 costs.
F-22 but I believe Raptor?
One F-22 Raptor, it's something like $20 million. It's something obscene.
$20 million? It's got to be like...
Per plane.
It's got to be like $20 billion. Those things are so expensive.
Per plane? $20 billion?
That's a lot of money. So it's probably not that.
Yeah. Come on now.
But it's a ton.
So as little as $137 million per jet.
Wow.
Bonus. $137 million? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's those planes, the F-22.
The world's
is,
best dogfighter has also been one of the most expensive operational warplanes ever.
Yes, it is. It is stealth. It has, like, fucking amazing radar. It has amazing targeting technology. Its maneuvering capabilities are beyond that of just about every single plane, with the exception of Russia's newest plane, where its jets can move. I'm making a motion with my hand
like
where
it,
I'm showing that...
It's like propulsion jets can move?
Yes.
What's the advantage of that?
So that it can maneuver in ways that are so tight that it's not just moving with the stick. You're moving the propulsion jets to get an even tighter turn. The turns that you can make with that and the maneuvers are just sick. The dogfighting abilities of this Russian jet are just... But the Russians have always had amazing dogfighting jets, like the MiGs are the most maneuverable planes, next to like maybe the F-4 Phantom. But it's just so amazing, just engineering-wise, what we've been able to accomplish with our planes. But now, with the way war is now, we almost don't really need them that much. That's why I get a kick out of the old-timey planes. Like, my favorite plane is actually Tom Cruise's favorite plane. And Tom Cruise owns one.
Did you tell
and
you
it's that? A P-51 Mustang. And
he actually owns a plane? He actually owns like the top
rich enough.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is a big aviator. You know, so
is Leonardo DiCaprio.
So is John Travolta and Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford has it to Havilland Beaver, which is the plane that he flew in 40 days,
six days, seven nights. much longer,
and he,
intolerable movie.
and John Travolta has a jet. It's like a Learjet, and. All three of those guys are frequent attendees of the Oshkosh Air Show, and you know they spend a week just there talking planes. But yeah, the P-51 Mustang is that World War II American plane where you'll usually see them with teeth painted on the front.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they have the machine guns out front.
Yeah, those are
and
badass.
And they're super cool.
I also get a kick out of a plane that's kind of crummy, but it reminds me of the Y-wing that that was in Star Wars, and it's called the A-10 Warthog. Mm. And the A-10 Warthog is built around a gun.
Yeah, like, wasn't the entire concept of it just to carry this giant uranium slug machine gun?
Yes. What? It is a Gatling gun and the front nose cone of the A-10 Warthog. And it has this uranium machine gun and
the uranium core bullets.
Yeah, uranium core bullets. And they fly fairly slowly, but they were used in Vietnam to just drop napalm on everybody. Oh, okay. So when you see A-10 Warthogs, you know fucking terrible things are about to happen.
I also what was the plane? I'm thinking World War One when they maybe had a gun, but a lot of your weaponry was just chucking grenades out of your own plane. That's old school fighting.
Yeah.
Planes. The B-29 bomber.
Or shooting handguns out of your cockpit. what kind of planes would you have to wear one of those leather hats with the goggles on it?
I flew in one of those, a Stearman biplane that was used to train World War II pilots.
So it just doesn't have a front glass shield?
It has a windshield, but it's an open air cockpit. So you wear your little leather cap and your goggles, and you can fly upside down and do all sorts of amazing maneuvering techniques, and it's just one of the most coolest, powerful planes because it's almost like having a convertible plane.
I am not a yes question.
Oh, God.
Can you hear that on the mic?
Yes, you can.
What's the plane, just going with the open cockpit thing, the plane that Indiana Jones and his dad fly in Last Crusade, is that also the kind of the same World War
I? It's the same style plane. I believe that one is a Sopwith Camel.
He knows a lot about planes.
Yeah,
I never knew how much he knew about it. I've known you like 10 years. I'm not. Wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
What you want to know?
Yeah,
what you want to know,
it's yeah. It, the Germans were really amazing at making planes, and that's one of the planes that they fly in that film. It's one of the most freeing experiences to fly in one of those open air cockpit planes, and you can just do loop de loops and barrel rolls and all these fun things, and it has that fun cool propeller noise.
Mm.
It's like a roller coaster with no track.
Would you guys ever do that wingsuit? Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, for sure. Wait, what?
The flying squirrel suit?
Yeah. A wingsuit or a jetman? Sure.
Maybe. I mean, you're equipped with a parachute too, right? I assume.
I would be.
It looks like you got a parachute as well.
That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got it in the chat.
Oh yes, next time if you could hold the question fart a little bit closer to the mic.
Oh, sure.
Oh, no. Next time.
There it is.
I'm just enjoying this. Mark, sorry, what's a wingsuit? I don't... What is that?
Still a picture.
Yeah, sure.
I put it in the chat room. It's a...
It's like basically... There's a couple different versions of it. There's a few different people that have them. But it basically, yeah, it's just a suit with wings, and then you, I think, more or less just jump out of a plane with it.
Yeah.
And then your goal is how a glider works. Yeah. You have to find... thermals or wind currents that can pick you up and then navigate that way.
How's that different from
I was just saying, it'd be less scary than skydiving because you're not just falling to the ground.
It's sort of, as I understand it, it's like hang gliding, but the hang glider is attached to your body.
And also, you can't scratch any itches you may have.
Yeah. I feel like that.
That's the least of my concerns, Mark.
Yeah.
You say that now.
Do you realize how itchy the sky is? Man.
Oh, dude, when your balls are really itching.
I got some internet updates for anyone chatting with us online. There's a lot of talk about the fart noises right now.
Great.
That are happening. They demand more fart noises. So that's coming up. I also asked as a pod question, what would be your sky pirate name? Blandy wrote Amelia Beardheart. RJ said the Red Baron. And Tony wrote Barry Manilow. Thank you, guys. Manilow, excuse me. Barry Manilow. I also found Sky Pirates was actually a 1986 movie.
Yep.
If anyone,
what's the star rating on that?
4.6.
You know, 4.6. Writing the Sky Pirate show, I was looking at a lot of like I was trying to just Google the heck out of Sky Pirates and figure out like what things have been defined as Sky Pirates before, and you know, fighter pilots had been called Sky Pirates. And then in the Final Fantasy game series, there are Sky Pirates. I believe it's sort of like a class, like a rogue. You could also be a Sky Pirate.
It's also a graphic novel, apparently.
Yeah, there's a graphic novel and there's web comics, and they're all different canons, but linked under the same principles that you fly airships that look like wooden pirate boats, but with propellers, and they fly, and they all wear. It's all very steampunk. The whole thing is very steampunk.
That's always been a staple of the Final Fantasy games. Like, every Final Fantasy game, there's always an old-timey-looking airship. And that's, your final mode of transportation. Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's the best part. It sucks so bad when you're playing Final Fantasy, just the first... When you're level one, you have to walk everywhere, and you have to trudge all over, and then you finally get, a horse or something faster.
Yeah.
Or then you get a boat, and then you get a sky boat, and you're like, hell yeah.
And then you're like, fucking finally.
And then, of course, that becomes irrelevant once you're able to just warp.
Yep.
Got a question from Kula.
You know what? Not a question, but you know what I really hate? In Final Fantasy VII, when you have the sky boat pirate thing, the level is you just have to go around the earth until you find the bad guy ship is. And there's no time limit on it. It's just that whenever the computer decides to randomly...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I
so you
that.
Can spend 4 hours, 6 hours just... And it's PlayStation 1, so you couldn't really just stop and save. You just... If you had to go to work or something, you know...
You could just land and save on the world map.
Were you in 1998 when I needed you?
I think I'm also pretty sure, I had a walkthrough. I think it just told me where that enemy ship was.
I don't use walkthroughs.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that none of you guys have brought up the Blackbird, the X-Men's plane.
Oh, right.
Because it wasn't a sky pirate.
Just,
what's it called? The Shi'ar, right?
The Shi'ar were sky pirates. Well, they were pirates.
Space pirates.
But think about all the things the Blackbird could do. The Blackbird was supersonic. It was the fastest plane, and it's a real plane in real life. But the X-Men were able to give it Harrier hovering technology, where it can take off vertically.
Did it have stealth powers?
Eventually, it was able to go into space too.
Yeah, and eventually, it went into space. Oh, nice. They retrofitted it with rockets. So, dude, what a kick-ass plane!
Yeah, I have a question going back to what Keith said. Do you guys think steampunk stuff is cool? Because there's a ton of it now, and I hear very mixed reviews.
I think it's interesting. It's in a sense. I'm not like one of those guys.
It's awesome. Moderation. It's
but however, it is extremely pointless. There's never going to be a need for that kind of technology. It's all steam-based, first of all.
I didn't realize it was originated in the 1980s and 90s.
So it costs a fortune to use precious metals as in the unnecessary forms. Like, having copper eyeglasses that are, huge chunks of copper is just stupid.
It's nonsense. Copper's very expensive.
And copper has way better uses than holding glass.
And steam
breaks.
Steam is not a good...
Dude, that's why the Wild Wild West, because it's all steampunk
But it's so unnecessary to have, gold and all these precious metals. But the reason we never really did anything like that.
Yeah, I feel like the giant spider in Wild Wild West makes a little more sense to be steampunk, because I could picture that being, the only plausible way...
Really?
A man in the old West times could make a giant spider.
I was gonna doubt you, but that movie does have magnet necklace or collars.
Yeah.
If I recall.
Yeah. That's right.
It's pretty. I guess it is a pretty ridiculous film.
Flying sci-fi magnet collars.
And Kenneth Branagh didn't have a lower body, which would kill him probably. Yes?
No, he was powered by steam.
Yeah. Well,
that doesn't make it
because
more sense. It doesn't make more sense.
Well, the thing is that
I'm looking at this
steampunk in a lot of the the sky pirates, feel like that actually makes the most sense, because pirates are all about wearing ridiculous jewelry just for the point, you know, having money to have money. They don't do anything with it. They don't buy things.
They just flaunt it.
They just flaunt it.
They're also about, like, sweet, basically, like, do-it-yourself technology. It was a big thing with pirates.
Yeah. They liked building their own things, and...
Because they have to.
Yeah, they have to, but...
They're not going to buy their own shit.
They could, because they're stealing money. They have the money to do it. They just don't.
Why?
But there's so much glamour about over the pirates in general, and just pirate, like... But they're, like, they're thieves of the sea, or sky, depending on what kind. And then they would steal and drink and then rape women and murder people.
But really, the life of a pirate must have kind of sucked. That's got to be a hard-ass life.
Yeah, most of them, you know, they're not pirates by choice. Some of them are, but some of them are also, like, taken captive by other pirates, and then they, you know, just...
Pirates by birth.
They're just, like, pirates by birth, and then some
or they're running
just,
away from the law.
And then some of them are trying to, you know, like, are taken captive, and they just befriend the pirates over a long amount of time, because they don't have anyone else that they see ever.
And so when I looked up pirate misconceptions, the first thing I read is, today, lives of pirates are romanticized and exaggerated. In reality, their living conditions at sea were filthy and dangerous.
Yeah.
So much so that they deliberately set sail with more men than they needed because many would not make it back alive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Plus, also, the way that they did all their money was you got like a share of the treasure. And if people weren't alive to have their share, then that's just more for some other people.
Yeah.
Joker rules.
Can I just, I want to tell this story.
Pirate rules.
Real quick. I was with my family just yesterday on Sunday. I was hanging out with my mom and my dad, my brother and his roommate. And he was, and my little brother Nathan was telling me about a story about how his friend in college got scurvy. Like legitimately got scurvy as like a human in this day and age.
Wow.
And we were just being, none of us could wrap our heads around the fact that like scurvy, you could just get out. I don't know how you could get vitamin C.
You would have to have such a shitty diet.
That's what I was like, there's no way.
The most ridiculous diet.
Like even the college dining hall has vitamin C.
I was like, it's in every, you have to go out of your way. Oh, I'm sorry, we got a fart question.
What is scurvy?
It's a disease caused by just a vitamin C deficiency.
Yes.
Okay.
That pirates would get it. Pirates would get it at sea because they wouldn't have food for months.
They just have salt and like potatoes and
it caused like extreme exhaustion and fatigue. Like your teeth would start to like loosen and fall out if it got that bad.
Right. And but in this day and age, like vitamin C is in like a lot of things. Like just like it's like really hard to get, and so we're just going over.
In fact, if I'm remembering my facts correctly, grog, like the pirate drink grog, was originally conceived because pirates got like this daily allowance of rum, but everybody was doing nothing on the ship but drinking fucking rum and nothing else. So they finally realized once all the pirates were getting scurvy, I think like some of the captains poured a bunch of lime juice into the rum so these moron pirates would at least get some vitamin C. So while they're getting shit-faced, they're not dying of scurvy as well.
So what is grog? Just lime juice and rum?
At its core, pretty much.
How do you spell grog?
It's not that bad.
Like grog.
Yeah. Two G's or one?
One. Okay. I guess
really my question.
Yeah, so correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, a small beer and rum.
Yeah,
the word originally referred to a drink made with water or small beer, in quotations, low alcohol beer, and rum, which British Vice Admiral Edward Vernon introduced into the Royal Navy on August 21st, 1740.
Wow, Wikipedia, you are so wrong.
Wait,
is this something about lime juice?
It does. This is just the
modern versions are made with carbon water and sometimes include lemon juice, lime juice,
cinnamon or sugar to improve the taste.
I know Rose's lime juice is a thing that they used a lot. That method of preservation of the lime juice gave the pirates and other seafaring folk just enough vitamin C where they wouldn't get scurvy.
What method of preservation does roses use?
Throwing a bunch of limes in the bag.
Yeah, just, yeah. I mean, don't it's a mold? Syrup, so I believe it's probably pretty concentrated.
Makula's brain is back in the chat room.
Makula's brain just posted this video that I watched. It's pretty fucked up. It's basically Makula's brain posted, this is what happens to modern pirates, and it's a video of this, looks like a giant vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, there's like Somali pirates coming on this giant vessel, and then they just open fire on these small boat.
Oh,
on the
shit,
pirates, and they just murder them.
Private security guards shoot Somali pirates.
Well, yeah, they're in open water, so I'm assuming they're just firing upon these like small boats that are trying to board this huge vessel.
Oh shit, they got a lot of guns, dude. Fuck you, pirates. There's no laws on the sea. We haven't talked about how the sea is a lawless place.
And AG and Meow in the chat room wants us to talk about pirate skeletons. The song.
The famous song. Yeah. Not just their bones. So.
Well, what's there to say? It exists. Yeah. It's a song. We recorded it.
It's pretty good.
It's
not a bad song.
No, oh, yeah. It's a good song.
It's got some funny jokes.
We're talking, of course, about a song you guys made on your first album.
On LP, the album.
2 years ago, for our pirate theme show, performed it.
Wasn't it three?
I believe.
Oh, yeah, no, 2 years ago we performed it.
I like better not knowing who Makula's brain is than knowing who it is.
I really shouldn't have called him out on it.
I don't know
it.
Why he did. I like a secret.
I haven't seen it yet.
I know.
Can
tell
I guess?
You.
Who is it?
Who do you think it is?
It's.
Don't say it, man.
Oh, I know who it is.
It's better than not knowing.
Is it?
It's better not knowing.
Take a guess, though.
Don't. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So we know it's not RJ. We know it's not.
I'll let you know.
Tony. We know it's
not. Everyone in the chat room is screaming, probably. Let me check.
Can I get like three guesses?
Sure, dude. Go fucking take five. just make them happen.
First one is Tiny.
No.
No.
I thought it was a good one.
No, he would never fucking.
Don't comment on your choices, just choose.
Taryn?
No. Taryn's Taryn. Come on, man.
This dead air is.
You got five.
Ross.
Ross, no. Ross. It is not Ross.
No.
You had that was with the three guesses about who Makula's brain is. From Makula. We'll do this every week. Until he gets it right.
But yeah, you know, that's what's crazy is piracy is still a huge issue. There was a TED Talk from an admiral who I believe, I forgot what it was, but it represents like billions of dollars in lost, you know, potential commerce for the global economy,
mm-hmm.
Just from piracy.
Well, and don't they do it? Don't a lot of like the Somali pirates and stuff? I heard that a lot of what made them work as well as they did sounded pretty old school. Like they just find trade routes and stuff that we have to go through, like narrow canals and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's our only method of passing from, say, one country to the next. Mm-hmm. And they just chill out there and just wait for ships to come by so they could fuck them up.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. And it's just that you can go out to sea and like that, and it's just less lawlessness, and you can get fucking killed just by the sea. And there's like, they're like fucking. They'll like cut your head off. They don't care, man. Whatever.
Yeah, most of them are high on something. Or, you know,
what's really bad is Somalia got, the whole country of Somalia got dragged down by a couple of pirates. I'm sure there are other places in Somalia.
We were holding Somalia in very high esteem. The whole place, it was like the
it's synonymous with pirates.
In fact, there's a whole Wikipedia article labeled Piracy in Somalia.
That's what I will say this.
Dude.
It really took the heat off of all that bad flack they were getting from Black Hawk Down. Something else to talk
about.
Good
movie, dude.
But in Somalia, there's a drug called Kot, which is like, I believe you chew Kot. Leaves, but I could be wrong. You might smoke
C-O-T?
It.
C-O-T?
Yeah. It might be C-O-T-T or something like
I'll
that.
I'll get it. Bing, away!
Good luck.
It's K-H-A-T.
Kot? Okay.
Kot.
So, and I believe, so however they do Kot, but it's apparently like often done in, say, like the afternoon, early afternoon. And one of the issues with the whole Black Hawk Down incident was they landed, one of the effects of Kot is that it makes you hyper-aggressive. and you know, have quick judgment and stuff like that and quick temper. And they landed like during a point in the day where it was like cot time. So
the whole landed. Nation goes through cot time.
It's like tea time.
It's like tea time. Dude, it's a mild.
It's like 420 amphetamine. In the U.S.
Yeah, it just you get hopped up and you get really aggressive.
How often?
It's a creatine,
and you don't necessarily think as much about consequences and stuff. And it's commonly the thing I was watching was saying it's commonly done like after lunch.
It's like
you know, just recreational.
Everybody gets one side effect. Of cot. One side effect.
Can I guess? Because I'm looking at the effects.
Damn it, dude! Come on. Right,
constipation. I guess constipation.
There you go.
Extra thumbs.
Extra.
I don't know, man.
I'm gonna guess bloody pee.
Bloody pee.
Poofy eyes.
Poofy eyes.
Anal bleeding.
Anal bleeding.
Stomach cramps.
Stomach cramps.
Shingles.
Shingles. Lethargy, mild depression, nightmares, slight tremor. I don't know what slight tremor
it means
is.
It's like you shake for a day.
Slight shakes. Right?
So, like, this is when you come down off of it?
Yeah, yes, these are withdrawal symptoms.
Withdrawal symptoms.
Well, I guess you better keep doing it.
I don't ever want to take something that's going to ever give me nightmares. Like, I start taking a drug, and I'm like, I better keep doing this drug the rest of my life. I really don't want nightmares.
Man, can you imagine how shitty it is being a pirate? Even your dreams are awful.
Yeah.
Dude, I literally had this nightmare, and I'm getting old now, for serious. Uh-oh. I had this nightmare. And I was staying in like a cabin, like a lodge of some sort.
Yeah.
And then it rained on like one of the days, and then like the rain got in the building, and so we left early. We had to leave the cabin early because we're on vacation. And the nightmare was me trying to argue with the person that I shouldn't have to pay extra money because it rained in here and you can't really charge me extra. Oh, and it was just me debating
with
the person who ran the lodge.
That reminds me, I've got a dream bone to pick with all of y'all.
Oh yeah? Are we gonna go to dreammoods.com?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, dreammoods.com.
So Tins has a dream boner.
I had a dream, it wasn't last night, but it was the night before. I believe we were all on vacation somewhere. The location was irrelevant because the nightmare started where we were all in a hotel room. I remember falling asleep. And I woke up. I must have been in a deep sleep, and we had to go home. So you guys just like took me out of the hotel in my sleep and brought me on the train because we took a train to vacation.
Yeah, of course.
So I remember waking up, and I'm like, "Oh, we're not in a hotel room. We're on the train, and we're going home." But none of you guys remembered to A, bring my bags from the hotel. Or B, make sure I was wearing shoes, which I was not. So I wake up, I'm
shoes?
Confused. Right. I remember looking out the window and the outside is moving, and I have to gather that I'm shoeless and my friends have left my clothes behind.
Dude, well, we got a fart question.
So you're saying that you were asleep within a dream. You had a dream with...
Yeah, I had a dream that I fell asleep. And then in my dream, I woke up.
And was confused.
Yeah. And then I woke up, but I had clarity about it.
A lot of them. The shoes, apparently, thanks to dreammoods.com, that represent your approach to life. Wearing shoes in your dreams suggests that you are well-grounded or down to earth. So
what about not wearing shoes?
I assume it's just the opposite, then.
Do not assume with dream moods.
Oh, you're right, dream moods. Dreammoods.com. Oh, I got it. If you dream that you lose your shoes...
Or friends don't put your shoes on for you. All right.
If you lose your shoes, then it suggests that you are searching for your identity and finding yourself, Tins.
Whoa.
Tins, you're approaching your finding of yourself.
I feel like...
Dreammoods.com.
I feel like that's been a result of like 80% of our searches on Dream.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I believe that... You have some kind of issue and you're looking for the answer.
Yeah, but I think that was the same with green snakes.
Look up green snakes.
All right, I'm going to look up green snakes.
They look for answers, and they find them.
All right, remember what that was.
So I argue, though, that we lost Tins' shoes, so maybe we're looking for our
Maybe we're asking Tins to search for his new identity.
Wait,
search
for your new. You guys think? Don't like you, Tim. You guys think that what I'm dreaming of reflects what you guys think?
Of course.
Everyone dream.
Dude, it's dream mode.
There's only one dream of ours.
You did have a dream where it was like an adult dream, like a situation, like a social situation where you were like, wow, that sucks. I had this a similar style dream, Tins.
Yeah, but it's like
psychically connected.
To wake up and realize that you've lost like 7 days worth of clothing, that fucking sucks.
No, this one is
your worst problems.
Like shingles.
or extra thumbs. Actually, extra thumbs would be a treat. Yeah. If they were like right coming out of my like my wrist, like the
around your feet.
Like the inside of my wrist. No, like this, if I had an extra thing here, oh, think of my grip.
Oh, I could play basketball so much better.
Dude, you could kill at basketball with an extra.
Like one of those blind mole's noses kind of thing, like a star. Like how many thumbs?
Whoa! No, like it's your normal hand, and then
okay. And how many
the
thumbs?
The very
are you
bottom
getting?
Of your palm
is a thumb.
A thumb is jetting up, but it bends toward the hand. So yeah.
So you
it
got like a claw, like
you
a finger
a
claw.
You have a 360-degree hold on this. It's like that. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, pretty good.
Dude, I'd be the greatest knuckleball pitcher in
yeah,
the history of baseball.
We probably have bigger baseballs.
And snakes, Tins, they represent, they signify hidden fears and worries that are threatening you. So,
like
one of
your,
them, the
your
worry.
Fear of your identity.
Yeah.
Or, because remember this from that podcast, conversely, in the same paragraph, they also do, they represent healing, transformation, knowledge, and wisdom. The indication of self-renewal and positive change.
It's also a new identity. General.
There you go. Dreammoods.com.
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 What's your dream mood?
We should really email dreammoods.com and see if they'll be our sponsor.
Yes.
We are not kind to them, though.
Oh my god, of course
you're
we are.
Listen to our
How
podcast.
Many times did we say dreammoods.com?
Dude, I bet
we should have dream moods dream for moods. Everything.
That's right.
Ten of visitors.
Literally tens of visitors.
Hey, man. We're direct in traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Probably do. Who else checks dream moods?
Where else would you
often?
Go? If you guys had a funky dream in the morning, where are you going to check?
I'd fucking check dream moods.
I'm
going to
make it my homepage.
I'd probably, like, if I'm that interested in it, I've probably got, like, a dream interpretation book. Like, the one I got from Borders when it was closing down or something
well,
for two
yeah,
months.
Yeah, but, like, that's out of date. Dreammoods.com can
what?
Be constantly yeah, updated
update.
With what
the
things really mean.
The is always evolving.
That's right.
Dreammoods. Underneath snakes is a sea serpent.
There's a lot. There's a lot under a lot of subcategories of snakes, like serpent, rattlesnake, python, cobra, boa constrictor, adder, gummy worms. Apparently, is under that.
Wait,
I'm telling you.
Go on.
Gummy worms are in the subcategory of snake in Dreammoods.com.
What do you think? Like. As a, what would be your least favorite part of being a pirate, and what would be your most favorite part of being a pirate?
Dude, all
a sea pirate? We're talking about a sea pirate.
My
now?
Least favorite part would be all the raping.
You just
I
can't
hate to feel
it's
that
like
way.
Being in prison
towards yeah, so many people.
You're not gonna get raped.
No,
you don't get raped.
I would hate to be a rapist.
Well, you wouldn't have to rape them.
You yeah,
don't have to do it.
Gustavi, I'm a pirate.
All the pirates are doing it.
If
a lot of pirates
doing
are
doing it. You can't.
You could be like one of those noble pirates. Like, yeah, I don't like that they do that, but whatever.
Sure, I'd love to die at 18. Whatever.
Dude, I wouldn't want the food. I can't eat just like salty fish each day.
I know, made by all those rapist chefs.
People.
Well, it's
I
like the worst time. Like, I mean, being on a ship in those times, it's just like horrible.
And where do you sleep?
You sleep like it's like
in
yeah,
like
the
a hammock.
Fucking,
and I think attacking somebody's culinary skills based on whether or not they rape people is unfair. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Call it
unfair.
Call it unfair if you want. I call it my personal preference.
Well, okay.
I really don't like to eat food that is made by a rapist.
You would probably feel
so
bad
if,
that you were eating it.
What
though?
If Mike Tyson said, "I made you a sandwich, Tins"?
I'd ask him.
Take a sandwich.
I'd ask him, Mike Tyson, are you a rapist?
He is. He's a convicted rapist.
Would he tell me that in person?
What, say
I don't know. He might. He's Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
he can do
well, then,
he wants.
Then you know what I'd say, Mr. Tyson. Do you know if there's a White Castle around here?
Wait, so Tins, he has to tell you have like a don't ask, don't tell policy for.
Well, I guess it's like
for food. For a rich chef.
Well, I'm not gonna go out of my way to ask all like I'm not. If I go out to and get steaks, I'm not gonna bite into a steak and say like, excuse me, miss, please give my compliments to the chef. Oh shoot, is your chef a rapist?
Well, are you saying though that if Alton Brown like made you food and right before he said, by the way, Jen, unfortunately, I'm a rapist.
You know what, Keith? If he said that right before I took my first bite, I'm not eating it, and that's his fault.
What about that morning?
What about really, like what if it's just idiot. What if like he was 17 and he'd been dating a girl for like 2 years, but she was still 16?
Rapist?
No, like she was 16.
Statutory rapist.
Yeah, like but her birthday was like the next day, and they were in love.
Out, I don't know.
Like, I want to hear your story. Peace out. I'm going to go.
It just goes. It just shows you about his character.
You know what? You know what, Keith? I'll say this: if I had dinner at Alton Brown's house and I found out from the internet that morning that he was a rapist, I might be able to cope with it enough to eat his delicious food. But then, like, after I'm all done with my plate, I'd use, like, my remaining barbecue sauce or whatever just to write, like, I know.
Oh, man.
And then
dude,
on the
Mike
salad
Tyson
plate,
would
the era rapist.
What in the world? Oh, boy. Okay.
I'd eat Mike Tyson sandwich. I'd be scared.
Is Mike Tyson might be a shitty cook, even.
Why is he making anybody a sandwich?
Because he's probably a gracious host.
Yeah. If you had to eat a sandwich by any celebrity, whose sandwich would you eat?
Good question.
Alton Brown's probably.
He's pretty so famous.
Yeah. He's great. Everything is so sensibly scienced.
I would eat something from Robert Rodriguez, the director. He always has like a fun cooking segment on all of his DVDs.
Christopher Nolan, I feel like, would make a really good burger.
Antonio Banderas, because it'd be sexual.
Kel Mitchell.
Dude, he probably does cook burgers right now.
He probably cooks. He probably cooks a ton of good burgers.
I'd
funny.
I'd have him make me burgers, and after every bite or two, I'd go, "Hey, Kel. Remember when?" And he'd just always be like, "Yeah, I know."
No, I think he'd respond like, "Tins, I have something really important to tell you."
What? What? Oh no, not.
Look, I was drunk. I thought she said yes, but I guess she actually just screamed no.
In my native accent, no rhymes with yes.
Kel, is there an Applebee's anywhere nearby? Oh,
it's done by Mike Tyson's. Yeah.
I'm not going to believe this, but I searched, of course, Alton Brown, rape, question
oh,
mark.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
What'd you find?
Well, don't worry. I didn't find any accounts, but I did find a whole webpage devoted to Alton Brown raping Meatwad from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. They're just a series of shitty drawings. Oh. Well, here he's raping Meatwad, and here he's raping a strawberry that's saying, "Stop it, please." And here he's fucking a tomato in half.
Who thinks of this or has time to do
apparently this? A doodleordie.com.
They're stick figures. It's not
yes, it's not very graphic, but the message is clear.
Unsettling message.
The phrase, a tomato being impaled by a giant bleeding dick, is in there.
That's, I thought that was tomato juice.
No, apparently it's a bleeding dick.
I'll have you know, by the way, Castelvi, in case you haven't noticed, in the chat room at livestream.com/Octavarius, Taryn has changed her nickname to Castelvi's Nipples.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't tell me.
Well, it says so in the chat room.
I was literally not paying attention to the chat room.
Well, that's your fault.
All right, good. Well, Taryn got, of course, great pictures of my nipples last night in the Octavarius show.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. She was telling me all about it.
She got great pictures of my babies.
Of your babies, too.
Thank you, Taryn.
Yeah, thanks. Castelvi's nipples.
You're welcome!
Oh, man.
You know, I've been researching some random pirate facts throughout this past 45 minutes, and it looks like I actually have something that kind of ties back to steampunk a little bit, actually. Right. It says, pirates pierce their ears not to look suave, but because it was believed that piercing the ears with such precious metals as silver and gold improved one's eyesight. Even relatively respectable seafaring men indulged in the practice.
That doesn't... What? Does it say why they thought that?
Because pirates have shitty logic.
Dude, how many people have worn those fucking, like, magnet bracelets and things like that, saying that it helped their balance or
yeah,
whatever?
Still
yeah,
still do.
Like, the NBA players do.
People
yeah,
believe that, anything they hear.
Yeah, it's such a... I mean, that's a thing that never goes away. Something about humans and things.
People swear by that stuff, man. I've seen them. They'll swear.
My younger brother is into the power of crystals.
Uh oh.
How many crystals does he eat?
Did he collect all seven of the different elemental crystals?
You gotta get all these different kinds of crystals, and different kinds of crystals do different things.
I feel like this is a Final Fantasy plot.
Well, they believe in the power of crystals too, but in a different way. But yeah, like Jade does something, and Amethyst does this.
God, the people in that wing of the museum must be healthy as shit.
Yeah, well, that's the idea, is that, like, if you have it in your room, like, in European countries, they put different minerals in to pitchers of water, actually, to have its minerals transferred. But to have the power... Oh, what did you find about the powers of crystals, LP?
Are you on healingcrystals.com?
No, I'm on astroawareness.com.
Ooh.
Astroawareness. Yeah, like, crystals do things. It's like, my brother's totally into it. A lot of people are into it.
If that's,
it's
like
Mark
your thing
would
for
be
people. If that's your thing, I don't know
if
you
nothing
about
either.
It, but, like, Mark, I respect no. it. I think it's good to have a thing to be interested in.
You want right. crystals?
Like,
if that's
you
your
going and that gets you excited, like, cool.
Well, not every crystal, but certain crystals get you excited.
I'm
that works.
Probably, they all do different things, but I don't know nothing about
they
it.
They correspond
like,
with your chakras, according to Wikipedia, or your energy.
Yeah, energy force.
Oh, we got a fun question.
They also make lightsabers.
Huh?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Light.
Yeah.
What happened
in the Star Wars
sentence?
Universe? Yeah.
That's true. Crystals are used in the production and manufacture of lightsabers.
One thing that you can do with crystals that my brother did is, like, you can clean the crystals by burning some sage and cleansing them with sage smoke.
And then swallowing them.
But sage smoke is used a lot to spiritually cleanse places. I've actually thought about it before, because I even read that Phil Jackson uses it to cleanse the locker room every once in a while.
Huh.
When they're on, like, a losing streak.
It's just because he's out of Febreze.
All right, you guys. Cloud's deep question of the night.
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Cloud's deep question of the night. Whoa. Do you guys believe that there's a whole spiritual universe that exists on the same plane that we do, but we just can't see it?
The Dreamiverse?
Why am I not surprised? This is the question.
So, your question... So are you saying, do we believe that there, in addition to all living beings on this plane of existence, are there spirit being a whole plane of spirit beings that we're just not aware of?
Yeah, and I don't want to go in ghost town, ghost land.
No, we already went to ghost.
But are they spirits or are they
just
ghosts?
Like, so, like, in this room, there's just, like, crazy shit happening, like... There's, like, a whole spirit world, but we can't see it.
No, I do not believe
that. But that's Adventure Time has, like, someone enters that exact round. It's a round of just horrible, crazy nonsense.
Oh, I totally believe in the possibilities of other realms and dimensions.
Yeah, I do believe in everything.
Other realms and dimensions, perhaps.
Didn't we come up with the idea that, like, people's dreams were, like, ghosts? Like my dream, my recurring dream is like a haunting somewhere else. Like then I am that ghost.
We talked about having dreams being the real world, and this is the dream.
Yeah,
I don't think we talked about that in a podcast though.
I think we did though. I thought
that was crazy.
I'm pretty sure we touched on that.
The episode of Ghost Hunters where they talk about the guy who just screams with flailing his socked feet everywhere on the train. They have to go get him out.
I think dream world is like halfway between real world and like total spiritual world.
Yeah, I think it's a transition.
Like,
that's why we see them. We see ghosts because we can't quite see them, and we hear crazy sounds because we can't really hear them. And they, which is us dreaming, are their vision of the world is horrible headless monsters making them scream. or their friends being dicks and not backing their clothes.
Why can't we all just be friends?
Yeah, right?
Why
do we have to pay full term for this cabin when we didn't stay in
it? I mean, it rained, and we were going to leave today anyway.
You know what?
The thing is, we couldn't leave because there was a lot of water, so we couldn't leave on time. And then the fucking girl was going to charge us extra for a whole nother day.
You know what? I've got a better idea, Castelvi. Let's not pay him anything. Quick, grab all of Tins' stuff. Or just, you know what, just grab Tins. Let's get on the train and go before they notice we're gone.
Dude, what about his shoes?
We don't have time. They're going to catch us.
Right. What the fuck? I'm moving. Hey, guys! Where is everyone?
Every night on a train ride just like this,
guys,
the ghost appears in the back and starts screaming for his shoes.
Where are my shoes?
People say he died looking for his shoes on this ferry train.
It's so cold in here.
Where the hell is my bag?
His dickwad friends didn't pack any of his stuff.
My nook was in that bag.
And some say, on nights like this, if you listen really close, you can still hear him screaming.
Do any of you guys have an extra contact case? Because my contact case was in my bag.
This place gives me the creeps.
Ow! Guys, I stepped on something.
It's like he has no soul.
What? Oh!
She gets it for that. I don't get it for method actors.
That wasn't you. That was our writer.
You're right.
The writer wrote that, Mark. The writer wrote that.
The writer.
The writer who wrote it in. Oh, God. Yeah.
Sure enough.
Cloud's wearing it. Short live the queen.
Short live the queen.
You know what, Cloud? I will say that I don't know if there's a spirit world, but there are like clearly things that seem to happen in our world that aren't like super easily explained,
but they are explained,
many of them, mark?
But a lot of them, I mean, a lot of them I wouldn't say are like magical, but it's just stuff like,
yeah,
like an improv group working together long enough develops a sense for what is happening that is maybe more than you could intellectually talk out, or you know, sort there's sort yes. of things that you yeah, can get through ritual that yes. are that are more effective than you could get through discussion.
Yes.
And I don't know...
I can certainly see that.
I don't know if that means there's a spirit world, but it means that our, like, logical interpretation is bounded in some way.
We're limited by our minds.
We're mind limited.
I feel like when we're getting closer, when we're building our group mind, I feel like we're... The more we're hanging out and the more we do shows and stuff, we're actually kind of forming different sections of our brains to think similarly. Mm-hmm. Like, we're actually rearranging synapse gaps and stuff to kind of think the same. So I think it's all explainable. I don't think it's been explained, but I that's my theory, at least. I feel like it's all real brain work.
Well, it's also like we share all of our individual memories or shared memories or paired memories, and that way we are collecting this. We are all learning enough about each other to actually have similar brain knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Like the same, we have the same depth of knowledge of not only like world facts, but each other mm-hmm. and each other's family history, etc.
It may not be magical, but it's also not necessarily conscious. Like, we don't think, like, I want to rearrange my synapses so they're like Tins's.
Yeah.
But it just sort of happens.
Yeah, but there's... Yeah, but we, yeah, there's no real explaining right now why that sort of thing happens. But I guess it's like learning. That sort of thing happens when you're learning a thing. So, I don't know. It's interesting.
You know what I hear?
What?
I hear that your brain becomes just like the brain of someone that you lightly touch your dick.
You're gonna have to run that by me one more time.
If you lightly touch your dick to someone else's dick, very lightly, you and they will share a collective brain.
Well, if does not it just have to be lightly? Moment. Or is it, well, if you just thwack dick to dick?
No, no.
Yeah, you just thwack him like
fucking. Anybody dick, just like thwack a dick.
In the list of onomatopoeia I want applied to my dick, thwack is way too.
And that must mean it's time for Clouds Golf Tips.
Hit the deck. Get a real nice cozy close to your golf ball. Look it in its holy eyes and ask, honestly, are you a rapist? If it says yes, then you just leave. But if it says no, then you hit that golf ball. You hit it far.
This has been Clouds Golf Tips. So, wait.
I think it's to the... Were you saying it to the golf ball?
Yeah.
Not to the ball.
So okay. You hit the ball if it's not a rapist, but if it's a rapist, you leave it alone?
You don't want to hit a rapist ball.
Dude, you don't want to that's what they that want. Shit.
Yeah, that's what they want. That's how they rape you.
A mutual terms of respect.
Well, they can only rape you...
I'm cool, let's work together.
Yeah, if you hit them hard enough, they might have a chance to go inside someone who's bending over... And that's how they rape them. Oh, so they want you to awful. Hit them.
Wow.
And so it gives them another opportunity to rape.
Incredibly literal.
I'm trying to help you, Clyde.
we're adding validity to your story.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, totally.
You know, folks, we are almost out of time here, but...
Oh, shit.
But, yep, it's that time.
Oh, fuck.
We are, of course, recording this podcast on Monday live. That's August 13th, which means this episode is going to be released on octavarius.com and in the iTunes store on Friday, August 17th, which means if you're listening to this on that day, we have some very special birthdays to announce. Happy birthday, first of all, to Mae West, American actress.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Robert De Niro.
Oh, those are good ones.
Happy birthday, Franklin Delano Roosevelt Jr.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Donnie Wahlberg, brother of Mark Wahlberg and former NKOTV member.
Oh, this website is bullshit.
Happy birthday, Belinda Carlisle, American singer.
Oh, happy birthday, Sean Penn. Did someone say that?
No.
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
It's not a contest. It's a celebration.
Stuff. I know. I'm so. Oh yes, I got this. I was
everything
helping
is a contest.
Okay. Celebrate Sean Penn's birthday.
Happy birthday, Jonathan Franzen, American author. Some people say your books are really good, but others say you're really full of yourself. So happy birthday. Oh well, you know, folks. We've been celebrating a lot today. A lot of fun birthdays to announce, but unfortunately. For every person in this world who is born, one must die. That's the rule.
That was the rule.
So, unfortunately, we have the mispleasure to announce to you all to the family, friends, and fans of Ira Gershwin, American lyricist.
Oh, nice.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Big trouble.
I had a bunch of them, but Makula took my computer and he's not doing what I want him to do. Okay.
You got some?
No?
Fuck. Oh,
just
no.
Dead air? That's cool. Okay. That's totally cool.
Dude, I got nothing, dude.
Oh, man. Today was not only Franklin Delano Roosevelt Jr.'s birthday, also his death day.
Really?
How about them apples?
Wow. We're deeply sorry for the loss of Trell Skutu, famous TIE fighter pilot.
What?
From The Empire Strikes Back.
Give me that back.
Saddened by your loss when you crashed in that asteroid chasing the Millennium Falcon.
I don't
Mr.
think...
Mr. Harry Forbes, sorry for your loss.
And to the family of Ira Gershwin.
Already got it.
He's worth mentioning twice.
Yeah, I said that already.
There's so many deaths.
man.
I got you.
All right. Folks, we are just about out of time, but another reminder, keep coming out to our Sunday shows. We are having so much fun, and you are the people that make them happen.
You guys are awesome. So, thanks, Taryn and Aubrey and everyone in the chat room.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Uncle Fun for being our community partner.
Yes, thanks to Uncle Fun, amazing joke and novelty store. Thanks to Cheesy's, amazing grilled cheeses. And
thanks to Chicago Costumes.
Thanks to Chicago Costumes.
Doing some sweet giveaways, upcoming shows.
Fantastic costumes, fantastic giveaways. One of them might be yours. And with that, we are totally out of time. No more segments. You know what? We got a couple seconds left.
Oh, we do?
I don't know. Do you guys want to spend them any particular way?
I feel too dumb not to do any but one way.
You know what?
Dumb.
You know what? You're right, Keith. I think it's about time for Nick Mikula's seven words of wisdom.
I'm hard. Oh, God! Oh, sick. Stop it.
This has been Nick Mikula's seven words of wisdom. What did you do to him, LP?
I showed him a picture of a spider eating a baby.
Let me see.
Oh, no, I already deleted it.
Why?
No, go back. No. Okay. Let them see the pain that I saw.
Was it real?
That's just been like every time it's you awful. Sit there, you ruin his.
Well, he takes my computer and thinks he's doing like the.
That's going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen.
Shrek's Scootoo was a very important
Until
time
next time, have 8 days in a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Octavarius.com.
It's not real. I know it's not real.
It's not real.
Don't run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door. He's coming back for more.